Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what are the reasons of our anger? In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, may His blessings be upon Muhammad and His pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me in this program. You're listening to ATZ on IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. As usual, we're going to start our program with a question. It can be a question, actually. Someone has said that I'm complaining about my life, my nerves are below zero, and I'm very worried about my end. What should I do? I should say that, dear brother, more reflections have told me that the reason behind 90% of the cases of anger in people of all levels is disappointment in their ambitions and wishes. The main factor is disappointment. The opposite is true too also. Most of the people who are interested in life are those who either have not been disappointed, have no hopes tickling their emotions, or they have believed in Allah sincerely and submitted to Him in everything. And so Allah has granted them satisfaction with everything. And this is the true submission, which is the essence of Islam. And therefore I know how faith has lofty values and how Islam has many solutions for angry faces and furious souls. So we have to hasten towards the solutions of Islam before anger burns what remains of faith in us. So it's very important. If we want to get rid of anger, firstly, we should know the reason. And the main reason is disappointment. And to get rid of disappointment, we have to hasten towards the principles, the solutions that Quran and Hadith have taught us. And that never happens unless we go through them, study Quran, study Hadith, referring to our ulamas to learn from them and take them in practice, inshallah. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host, and you are listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. So we were talking about the main factor and the main reason of anger, and also the solutions to get rid of from this evil feeling. And the very most important one is to hasten towards the solutions of Islam before anger burns what remains of faith in us and our soul, and also before the ruins of our spiritual life. So here, as actually a remedy, I can suggest four things to start stepping into this path. The very first one and the most recommended one is prostration. It is the placing of the most honourable position of the body forehead on the stone. And do you know why? Because when a person prostrates himself, ascends to the higher position of heaven with his loftiest spiritual beliefs. And number two, you should know that if your moral sense is suspended, your five senses would never get you the bliss of paradise. And number three, people are free. They choose either paradise or hell by themselves. The decision is in yours. And also number four, the last one, visit the graves, ponder on their inhabitants, and remember that their ambitions have ended with their ends. Take lessons from them and return to your life to make your end good, inshallah. I wish everyone a good end of life. Thank you for staying with us. I wish you the best.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.